بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي حماد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: حضرت أبو عبس أقبى بن عامر الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I heard Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saying: ستفتح عليكم أرضون ويكفيكهم الله. That very soon many lands and countries will be open to you. Muslims will conquer those lands and Allah Ta'ala will suffice you. You will be in full control. The kuffar will not have any, won't have an upper hand over you, but you will have an upper hand over the kuffar. فَلَا يَعْجِزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَلْهُوَ بِأَسْهُمِهِ. And at such a time, then don't become complacent. But be all the time ready. Nobody amongst you must give up his archery, that is his bow and arrow, and making his target perfect. That was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah Ta'ala gave Muslims to conquer many, many countries of the world. And Muslims were ruling exclusively. But even at such a time, we are taught that we should not sit complacent. And at this time of our stage, where we have nothing in our hands, how much more effort should we not be making on our iman? And this is the chapter of jihad, the importance, the virtues, and that must be in the heart of every Muslim. وعنه قال أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من علم الرمي ثم تركه فليس منا أو فقد أصى. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who was taught archery, and in our time the firearm, the use of the firearm and making his target perfect, etc., and knowing details of the firearm, and then he gives it up, that person is not from amongst us, or that person has disobeyed. In other words, it's a very important injunction to be ready for jihad also at all times. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله يدخل بالسهم الواحد ثلاثة نفر الجنة. That Allah will enter by one arrow three people into Jannah. Then how will that be? صَانِعَهُ يَحْتَسِبُ فِي صَنْعَتِهِ الْخَيْرِ. The maker of the arrow, and his niyat is of goodness, that this arrow of mine which I'm making, manufacturing, it will be used for jihad. وَالرَّامِ بِهِ. And the person who shoots the arrow. And the third person, وَمُنَبِّلَهُ. The person who gives it to him. Like usually at warfare, etc., the person who is actually shooting, he has got somebody with him to give him bullets, etc., to supply him what his needs all the time. So that person who will be supplying the arrows, he will be also amongst the three who will enter Jannah. Or it may refer to the person who pays for it. The person who has given somebody in jihad the means to make jihad, that person will also enter into Jannah. Warmu warkabu. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that always be in the field of archery, always learn, practice, etc., and also always be on the horseback. Be ready, so in other words, be ready for jihad. This was according to that time. According to our time, we should also be ready. وَأَن تَرَمُّ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَن تَرْكَبُ. And that you will that you'll do archery. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is more beloved to me than you will ride the horse. Both of these things are necessary, but archery, shooting at the enemy, that is even more better. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ الرَّمْيَ بَعْدَ مَا عُلِّمَهُ رَغْبَةً عَنْهُ. And a person who gives up his archery after that it was taught to him, and now he does not desire it anymore, فَإِنَّهَا نِعْمَةٌ تَرَكَهَا. Then he has given up a great ni'mat which Allah had blessed him with. أو قال كَفَرَهَا. Or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he has been unthankful for this great ni'mat which Allah has taught him. وعن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه قال حضرت سلمة بن أكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه says مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على نفر ينتظرون, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a group of people who were practicing their archery. Like today we go to a shooting range and we practice. Like that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by some such people. فَقَالَ أُرْمُوا بَنِي إِسْمَعِيلَ فَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ كَانَ رَامِيًا. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, the offspring of Ismail, that is the Arabs, keep on practicing your archery, for your father Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was also, he also used to do archery and shoot arrows. وعن عمر بن عبسة رضي الله عنه سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, حضرت عمر بن عبسة رضي الله عنه says I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying من رمى بسهم في سبيل الله, a person who shoots an arrow in the path of Allah, that is in jihad, فهو له عدل محررة, he gets the reward of freeing a slave. A person who shoots an arrow, whether he gets its target, the non-believer or not, or even if it misses, but in jihad, just shooting an arrow, and in our times, it is shooting a firearm or whatever different types of arms that are used. For that, there is the reward of freeing one slave in the path of Allah Ta'ala. These are hadiths to teach us, and as it comes particularly in a hadith, that a person who dies and did not have the thought or desire of jihad, he dies on one of part of nifaq and hypocrisy. So every mu'min should have the desire that Islam becomes alive in the whole world. And the method that Allah has used right in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was through jihad. So that desire must be alive in every Muslim's heart. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.